From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Cruise ships will now be exempt from Juneau's sales tax while in port. Overwhelming majority of Juneau Assembly members said the exemption sends a business-friendly message to the industry. This comes as the City and Borough of Juneau is proposing to use sales tax revenue to defend itself in a lawsuit brought by the cruise ship industry. Assembly members lauded the cruise ship industry as an invaluable partner for the local economy. That's the message sent by Deputy Mayor Sherry Nan Curvis.
This isn't a tax we're foregoing. This is a tax that we are not collecting because we haven't done it in the past. And I support trying to encourage businesses to do business in Juneau.
Only one cruise ship company had been paying sales tax. Now all will be officially exempt in time for the first docking in May. The city's finance department wrote in a staff report that levying sales tax on cruise ships would raise up to $100,000 a year. Only Assembly member Jesse Keel opposed the exemption. Coincidentally, the city is looking for another $100,000. A separate ordinance proposed Monday evening would earmark $100,000 in sales tax revenue to keep paying lawyers retained specially to fight a cruise industry lawsuit. Cruise Lines Industry Association is suing the city over how it spends fees collected on cruise ship passengers in port. Court filings show the city and cruise industry are headed for a jury trial at the end of the year. And to date, more than $280,000 has been spent by the city on legal counsel. State wildlife officials have issued an emergency order that will affect Southeast Alaska sport fishing of king salmon. The move has forced the cancellation of Juneau's annual Spring King Salmon Derby, organized by the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. This year's preseason forecast for king salmon has projected that minimum escapement goals to maintain a healthy fishery are unlikely to be met. Emergency order runs from April 15th through June 14th. A new bill is aimed at curbing opioid addiction and overdose deaths. The bill lets patients tell healthcare providers and hospitals to not give them opioids. It also requires healthcare providers receive training in opioid addiction. Governor Bill Walker introduced the bill.
It's not the be-all and end-all. There's many paths to recovery. There's many other things that we are working on, but this is one that is, we believe, quite significant.
The bill also limits initial opioid prescriptions to a 7-day supply. The measure requires pharmacists and veterinarians to register their prescriptions in a database. Doctors and nurses who prescribe opioids would check the database. The database would be updated daily instead of once a week if the bill is enacted, and prescribers would get a report card from the State Board of Pharmacy indicating how frequently they prescribe opioids compared with similar providers. Health and Social Services Commissioner Valerie Davidson says another important piece of treating addiction in the state's Medicaid expansion. It's added health coverage for 30,000 Alaskans.
Every one of us in this room knows somebody. We're related to somebody. We have some connection to somebody who is struggling with opioid addiction. And I would encourage you that if you think that's not true, I would encourage you to look a little bit harder.
And looking at weather, this afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 19, 17 degrees and mostly cloudy and breezy at Juneau International Airport. For more state and local news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org.